Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, the 10th of August, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. U.S. officials have announced the biggest package yet of military aid to Ukraine, worth $1 billion U.S. dollars, as well as $4.5 billion U.S. dollars in direct budgetary support. The U.S. Pentagon said that the new 18th military package provides a significant amount of additional ammunition, weapons, and equipment, the types which the Ukrainian people are using so effectively to defend their country. The United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, also announced an additional $4.5 billion in direct budgetary support to the government of Ukraine to help alleviate the acute budget deficit caused by Putin's brutal war of aggression. According to USAID, the direct budgetary support will be distributed via the World Bank and will enable Kyiv to carry out core functions, for example, keeping gas and electricity flowing to hospitals, schools, and other critical infrastructure, supporting the provision of humanitarian supplies to citizens, and continuing to pay the salaries of civil servants, healthcare workers, and teachers. On the anniversary of the last Belarusian election, Poland's foreign minister Zbigniew Rau told those oppressed by the Belarusian regime that a free Belarus will come. Rau posted his message of solidarity via Twitter yesterday on the two-year anniversary of the last Belarusian presidential election, officially won by incumbent head of state Alexander Lukashenko. The election of Lukashenko over opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya sparked a wave of mass protests across Belarus. Many countries, including the United States and member states of the European Union, refused to recognize the election results, calling them fraudulent. Tsikhanouskaya was forced to flee to Lithuania after Lukashenko ordered a crackdown on protesters, with authorities resorting to violence, intimidation, arbitrary arrests, and detentions. Since August 2020, Tsikhanouskaya has been working in exile abroad and recently announced the creation of a transitional Belarusian government to oppose Lukashenko and return democracy and the rule of law to Belarus. Polish swimmer Bartłomiej Kubkowski is currently attempting to become the first person to swim across the Baltic Sea. Kubkowski, who is from the town of Giżycko, embarked on his record-breaking 170-kilometer attempt on Monday morning from the port of Kołobrzeg. He's expected to cover the distance from Poland to Gstaad in Sweden in less than 60 hours. As of Tuesday morning, the swimmer was already halfway through to the Swedish coast near Bornholm Island. As well as attempting to make swimming history, Kubkowski is also raising funds for children with cancer. More information on his Ultra Baltic Swim can be found on his Instagram page. Lovers of art have the opportunity to see a unique exhibit in Sopot featuring patriotic, surreal, and fantastical works by established and up-and-coming Polish artists. The Grand Hotel in Sopot will host the exhibition and auction, organized by Desa Unikum, featuring works by outstanding masters of fantasy art, including Zdzisław Bikszynski and Tomasz Setkowski, alongside the patriotic painting heritage of the Cossack family. Contemporary works by young artists such as Bożena Szczecińska and Marcin Tomaszewski will also be on display this week, with many of the paintings set to be auctioned off from August 11th through the 13th. Additional information on the auction and the exhibited works can be found on the website of Desa Unikum at desa.pl.
The weather.
Today will be mostly sunny and warm, with very little chance of rain during the day and a light breeze coming in from the northeast. Temperatures will peak around a high of 22 degrees centigrade, or 71 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 12 degrees centigrade, or 54 degrees Fahrenheit. Warmer weather is expected tomorrow, with temperatures continuing to rise as the week progresses. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.